Blog Talk Radio.
Before I can come on over, oh, for me, I'm learning over, oh, for me, rain on your people, we are, oh, rain on them. We keep your power, oh God, oh, we keep you, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so glad that you decided to join in to the PNN Network tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We hope and pray that you had a blessed day. And can you believe it? April is almost gone. So we thank the Lord for everybody that's tuning in to the PNN Network right now, where the founder is Minister Annette Bradley. And we're so glad that you decided to join us tonight. We're so thankful for everything that God has done for us today. We're so thankful that he brought us back under an open heaven, as she says. And we just thank everyone. We just thank God for taking care of us down the dangerous highways as we went to our jobs today, and brought us back home safely to a place that we can all praise him under an open heaven. So tonight, you all, we bless you. We appreciate you. Most of all, because without you, there would not be a PNN Network. So we thank you all for coming back night after night to join us to see what God has in store for us. And we know that God is an interesting God. He's always changing. He's always doing different things. He's always calling us for giving us different things to do in our lives. Not only that, he is a God that has a personality like no other. So we just ask, oh God, that you tune your minds in, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring your mind in, oh God. I don't know what you came for tonight, whatever you have on your plate, but when you come tonight, hallelujah, glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Whatever is on your plate, whatever you're looking for, put your plate out. Get your fork, get your knife, get your spoon. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, God got it. God got it right here on the PNN Network. So I don't know what problem, but God knows. We don't know your intent, but God knows. Whatever it is, we ask, oh God, that you put it on your mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're going through, put it on your mind and let God, give it to God. Hallelujah. For whoever the speaker is, whatever the message is tonight, whatever is covered in prayer, hallelujah, put it in your on your mind. As the person prays tonight, we ask, oh God, that you lean in on him. Hallelujah. Press in on him. Hallelujah. Even if you don't feel like it, if you just start calling on the name of Jesus, just start calling on him. Hallelujah. And I know that you'll feel better than you did when you first came. Hallelujah. So again, we say we thank you. We're going to, we're looking for Minister Bradley to come forth after a while. But in the meantime, we ask, oh God, that you lift your minds up. Lift your minds up. You're tired. It's a Friday. You work Monday through Friday. Hallelujah. But God brought us this far, a Friday. As she said, we enter into the Sabbath. Hallelujah, hallelujah, a time that we rest in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we just lift your name up, God, because of who you are in our life, what you can do in our lives. So we thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for everything that you've done today. Hello?
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. God bless you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. Amen. Jesus, were you ready to turn the platform over or?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for intervening for us on tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. Don't know how far you got. Amen. In the intro, et cetera, et cetera. Amen, Jesus. You had already blessed the line and.
No, I was just welcoming everybody in, telling them from the top,
okay.
from the and from their days of work put the plates out.
Amen. Well, if you would go ahead and bless the line for us, and after you bless the line, we want to ask Sister Mary, immediately after you bless the line, if Sister Mary would come with our scripture reading, and then turn it back over to me, and we'll be ready for our speaker tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for tonight, oh God, for sanctifying the line, oh God. Lord, allow your words to penetrate the wires throughout the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, for tonight, oh God, for tonight, God. We lift your name up, God. We give your name glory. We give your name glory tonight, oh God. Oh God.
The recording has started.
We give your name glory tonight, God. We lift you up high above any situation, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you take full control of our minds tonight, oh God. Touch our minds throughout the world, oh God. Whatever we need, God, whoever, somebody's in need of a transplant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, transform, oh God, our minds, our hearts, oh God. Give us a heart of flesh. Open up our mind that we may see, hear, hallelujah, receive the things that you have for us, for delivering us from us, oh God. Hallelujah. Don't let whatever's in our heart, oh God, we ask, oh God, we give it to you, God, tonight. God, if we've done anything that was not pleasing in your eyesight, oh God, we repent now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you have free course throughout the lines, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever we need, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you give it to us, oh God. Touch the speaker, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whomever it may be, in the name of Jesus. Touching them, oh God, from the crown of their heads, oh God, to the soles of their feet. Oh God, and hallelujah, that there will be nothing that will hinder the word of God, hallelujah, from delivering. Hallelujah, we thank you for salvation tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you for peace tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, those that are in the need of a financial blessing, oh God, we thank you even for sending that even the more, oh God. And God, whatever we need, oh God, that's concerning you, that's concerning us, oh God, and our relationship with you, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you shine the light on it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, shine the light on it, oh God. Bring things back to our mind that we may repent in the name of Jesus. Oh God, with a clean heart, we want to lift your name up, God. With clean hands, oh God, we want to praise you in the name of Jesus under this open heaven tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, we relinquish everything to you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, stir us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with a heart of expectancy in the name of Jesus. Oh God, expecting whatever we need, oh God, it will be taken care of in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we honor you because we know that you're on time, God. And God, whatever concerns us, we know that it concerns you, oh God. Hallelujah, you knew us in our mother's womb, oh God, and we know, oh God, that you know right now, today, oh God, what we need, oh God, to take us from point A to point B. And God, we thank you, oh God, we open up our receptors tonight, oh God, to receive you, receive your word, to receive your deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be made whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, where we're torn, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you send the word, oh God, to clean us up and seal it up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we don't look back, oh God, but we look forward, oh God, in the things of you, oh God. Hallelujah, that will direct our path, oh God, to show us where we lack, where we're slack, oh God. Hallelujah, that we think a lot. Thank you right now, God, for a spirit of consistency, oh God, that we consistently chase you, that we consistently, oh God, praise you. We consistently pray to you, oh God. Hallelujah, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Without you, God, we know tonight, oh God, that we cannot do anything. Oh God, but with you, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Salvation, oh God, we can't save ourselves, oh God, but we thank you, oh God, that you are saving, God, and you are on time, God, and everything we need is in you. And God, we just ask, oh God, that you have free course, free reign tonight in our hearts, in our hearts, in our bodies, in our mind, oh God. Hallelujah. Touching us from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, oh God. Hallelujah. That we will feel you in the God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know it's not only a feeling, but God, even we, hallelujah, where there's been relationships, there's been gaps, oh God. We thank you for, hallelujah, mending us together, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the glue that holds us together, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for holding us together right now in the name of Jesus. Help us to stand, oh God, even where we're weak. Hallelujah. Strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we'll give your name the glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for right now relationship with you, oh God. Hallelujah. Being rekindled, oh God. We even pray for the word that will reach some sinner, some child, oh God, that's lost. Hallelujah. Some child that's lost, oh God. Even when they send it out, oh God, that deliverance is in the message, oh God. There's deliverance in the praise, oh God, tonight. There's deliverance in the prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in you, oh God, and we just thank you, oh God, for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wards, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from the 7th chapter of St. Matthew, the 1st through the 23rd verse. Judge not that ye be not judged, but with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why behold thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye?
Ooh,
or how will thou say to that brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dog, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Act, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For
yes,
everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Of what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Muted.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and through there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravishing wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes, or thorns, or figs, or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, shall we not prophesy in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name doing many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I read from you the 7th chapter of St. Matthew, the 1st through the 23rd verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. Amen. By Evangelist Gail. God bless you tonight. We thank God for the reading of the word. Amen. Our scripture reading by Sister Mary. Amen. And we are just grateful to the Lord just to be here again. Amen. We are indeed grateful. Amen. Glory to God. And we pray as you've already been. Amen. Encouraged. Amen. To get your plate, get your whatever you need, amen, Jesus, in order to capture this word, to capture this word and hold this word, amen. Glory to God, tonight we are rebroadcasting, amen. Glory to God, so we want you to get your pencil and your pen or your get your iPad or whatever you need to take your messages on tonight, glory to God, to get your key nuggets, to get these nuggets tonight, amen. Glory to God, we're grateful. Amen, Jesus, and we're, amen, Jesus, just grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Even in these rebroadcasts, I tell you, the Lord is breathing yet again upon us afresh, amen. So tonight, glory to God, we're going to, amen, go right into our programming of our rebroadcast on tonight. Glory to God, people of God, again, listen attentively. Don't forget to go ahead and text somebody. Text a couple of people, amen, and let them know that we're on tonight. Amen. Glory to God as we now go into our programming on tonight. People of God, we are again so eager. Amen. We're ready. Amen. To hear what thus said the Lord on tonight. Amen. We are ready, people of God, to see, to hear what the Lord has for us. Amen. We're excited, amen. We just, amen, give you just a little time to go ahead and try to get somebody in here, amen. We want them to get it all. We want them to get all of it, amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so excited, amen, Jesus. We are so blessed on tonight, glory be to God, to have the man of God with us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody tell God, thank you. Glory
thank
be
you.
To God. Just tell him thank you on tonight, amen. We're so excited, people of God, to have with us again on tonight, amen, Jesus, all the way from Alachua, Florida, amen, that's around there in that Gainesville area, amen, Jesus, coming to us from Elohim, the Revival Center International, amen, glory to God, this man of God is certainly no stranger to us here on the PNN, amen, but people of God, we want you to prepare your heart, again, get your pen, get your paper, amen, Jesus, and receive tonight the prophet, amen, the man of God, amen, prophet Virgil Purcell. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen, we thank God and we give honor and praise to God and to what the Lord is doing for us already this year. Amen, we thank God and we bless him for who he is. We give our honor for our celestial intercessors. Amen. To the late Dr. Apostle S.D. James, we thank God for him. We thank God for Mother Carrie James. We give God praise for everyone in their respective places. Minister Bradley, to Bishop Katie Tenner, to Apostle Samuel Huggins James. And so we thank God for everyone tonight, men and women of God, to my staff, sons and daughters who came in with us tonight to listen and to hear. God, thank God for you, to all of the staff of PNN. Thank God for all of you on tonight. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. Minister Brad, I may need to borrow your vocals tonight a little bit to read for me. Amen. I've been in revival, and so my voice may not be as strong as I desire to be. Amen. But I may need to borrow your vocals tonight to read for me. Amen. Amen. We honor him and we bless him on tonight. If you have your Bible, turn with you to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. And we're going to begin reading at verse 1. Amen. We get exceeded by saying amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Know that you're there. Amen. Matthew 10 and verse 1. Amen. And it reads, And when they called unto him, his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Drop down to verse 5:12. Jesus sent forth a command of saying, go into the way of the Gentiles, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils freely. Ye have received freely, ye give. Psalms 24. Psalms 24. Psalms the 24th chapter on tonight. Amen. And the third verse. And who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in this holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew 15. And verse 11. And Minister Bradley, if you can read 11 to 20 for me, please, ma'am. Matthew chapter 15, verse 11 to verse 20. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now that which, not that which goeth into the mouth. Okay, go ahead, woman God.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize my phone was on mute. Amen. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth. This defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and cast out into the ground? But those things which proceed out of the mouth cometh forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the mouth proceedeth evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witnesses, blasphemy. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man.
Thank you, woman. Then, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, that's it right there. Verse 20, will it? Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority in the midst of this place. God, the foundation has been set. And, Lord, I ask you now, God, that you give me the strength to decrease, that you might increase, O God. Father, cover us under your blood tonight. Forgive us for all sins in the omission and commission. Blot out every transgression, O Lord. Father, this hour, give me the strength, O God, that I may come down from where I am at, God, that you may be everything that your people need. Father, speak, Lord. Thy servant hears, O God, we give you praise, honor, and glory for the moving of your Holy Ghost, God, for moving, shifting your angels through the atmosphere and the airways now, binding the work of the enemy, binding the will of the enemy, God. Every hidden thing, every hidden agenda, every hidden stone, God, don't let it go unturned. But, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that you move like a swift witness in the midst of this atmosphere even now. Holy Ghost, rest now in the midst of this place. Send the fire of the Holy Ghost among us. Oh God, purify the passing forth even now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the work of the wicked or iniquity. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, even now in the name of Jesus, over the atmosphere now. God, let you take another ocean. Take control of the atmosphere now in the name of Jesus. Bind every spirit of witchcraft. Right now, oh my soul, Babashi, it is the Osataya. Bind it in the Amandia, because of a whole God's name. Oh, bind it now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the run of the witch work, oh God. The altar of the candle burning now in the name of Jesus. Over the desires, even now. Nanamandiosaya, every assassin, we pull it down now. Out of the atmosphere, out of the realm of the spirit, we pull it down now. In the midst of this place, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. We bless you, Bashia. We bless the name of God in this atmosphere for tonight. Go down to the Bahusha. Yes, Lord. I want to trouble you for just a moment with the word from the Lord that said, it is in your hand and it is in your mouth. It is in your hands, and it is in your mouth. Proverbs tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And it talks about the fruit of death and life. It talks about how we eat it and we love it. And so to eat and love something, it means that we enjoy it. And not only enjoy it, but it becomes part of our daily routine. And so the scripture says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So it speaks to violence in nature. And this is not the direction that I'm going in. I'm just setting a foundation for you tonight. So because of that, sometimes our words may get the best of us. We may say some things out of pocket or out of character. We say out of pocket in my generation, meaning you say some stuff that you just should say. You just say some stuff you got no business saying. And that's what we say out of pocket, or you said something that tried somebody. So when we say we said something out of pocket and we said some things that were just out of the character and out of nature, it is out of the design of God. And so because of that, what we are dealing with now in the body of Christ is an opportunity for the church to utilize their words. But in order for us to utilize our words, help me, Holy Ghost, tonight, Minister Bradley, if you don't mind, take my time a little bit. In order for us to utilize our words, we got to unutilize some things that we have said. We've got to go back and remove some stuff that we've released into our atmosphere. We got to go back and pull some things down that we've spoken over our lives. There are some things that we have spoken over our lives that have condemned our own soul to struggle. It's condemned us to fighting with people, condemned us to frustration with people. But the things that we've said out of our own mouth has made us a victim of our own words. We have imprisoned our very own future by the words that have came out of our mouth. I wish I had a church tonight to understand that you have gotten yourself into this thing because of what you said out of your mouth. God, it didn't have to be this year. It could have been 2 years from ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. There are some things that we've uttered out of our mouths, out of a muscle of frustration. We've released some stuff in the atmosphere concerning our own selves. And because of that, we have been holding our own self hostage year after year. We've been fighting to progress and excel, but we have not gotten there because of the words that we say out of our own mouth, because of the things that we spoke out of our own mouth. We have declared some things over our lives, Pastor, that we know that we had no business saying, Minister Bradley. We have declared some things in our own atmosphere that we know we have no business saying. When we go and put in for the application for the job and we don't get the job, all of a sudden we get frustrated because we're getting the job. We didn't get a job, but you spoke it over your own life.
Holy Ghost.
You declared it
over your own life. You didn't get the raise because what you said about you.
Hmm. Not what they said about you.
It's that pep talk that you gave yourself in the bathroom that was full of iniquity. It was the words that you spoke in that other house. When you got frustrated because you made a mistake and you cursed your own self. Your own mouth, your words have gotten you into trouble. And now, at a critical time, touches this web, the anointing is upon the earth. Web that's getting to be a break loose of mantles in the earth. We are stagnant already because of the words that have come out of our mouths.
Holy Ghost.
Something we said. I ain't going to never do this, and I ain't going to never be this, and I'm not going to never have it. I'm not, none of the, all these words that you personalized and you spoke into your life. Yes, you have the anointing, you have the mantle, but you're stagnated because you cursed your own self. I don't hear nobody saying that yet.
Holy Ghost.
Oh, we want to blame the witches and the warlocks, but you have been the chief of the witch and warlock in your life for years. Oh, God. You have condemned your own self and rooted your own self with your own words for years. You are the reason why you're not progressing. But I come to let somebody know tonight that I come to break that curse off of your life, and I come to send you back to the pits of hell from which it originated so that you can be free from moving the power of God this year. And so we got to understand, he said in his word, he told him, he said, I'm going to tell him when he had called them unto him, his 12 disciples, he gave them power. He gave them power. He gave them something. The Bible said that all are called, but few are chosen. For Minister Bradley, that means that every last one of us from the sound of my voice have been called by God. But not all of us have been chosen to do something such as preach. We call and chosen to do some stuff. But it ain't the same thing. Watch this. It's just like some people that are preaching that God ain't never called you to pastor nobody. I wish I had a church in here. Oh, God. He never called you to be a prophet, but you're standing there as a prophet when you know you are an evangelist. You are illegal in the earth.
Hello.
According to the word of God, when he calls, he not only calls you, but he gives you. He says that when the Bible says, it says, when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Oh, God. So that means that when God calls you, he gives you power. And watch what he says. He says, against unclean spirits, now you have been given power and authority. You have been given dominion. You have been given life in the earth to war against the spirit of darkness, to tear down its gates, to break down everything that Satan has established. You have been called to do it. You have been chosen for the job. You have been anointed for the job. Let me tell you something. The days that we will do traditional mess in the church, that was man-made factions and witchcraft that people use, and warlocks that people use from the pulpit to control and puppeteer the saints and interject fear in them because it came from a slave mindset. Those days have been killed, and they are over. Do you hear me? You will no longer have to operate in fear, but you will operate in knowing that God is with you.
Yes, sir.
We've been operating for a long time under guidance, knowing that somebody was watching over our shoulders like a hawk. But those days are gone.
Yes, sir.
Those days are gone. How do we know they're gone? Because the mantles are in the earth. The mantles have hit the earth. You understand what I'm saying tonight without me going into some things? The mantles have already hit the earth. Now, who takes up the mantle and run with it? Who takes up the call and the mandate to run with it? So watch this, Minister Bradley. after you have free or gotten free from the words that you said of your own mouth, you can step into the power of God that has been granted unto you to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to set the captive free over unclean spirits. Right?
Uh-huh.
You'll be able to do that what God has called you to do. But I read something here in the book of John, the 14th chapter. And it says around the 11th verse, it says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake.
Yes,
saying that I say to you, he that believeth on me, watch this, the work that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. What is that? That is a double portion of God's Spirit being released on the saints of God. I know what they're saying. When is the greater works of the Lord coming? Because, watch this, in the book of Joel, he said, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams and have visions. And so many shall write that we're living in a time now that they're getting ready to be an overflow of God's power in the earth.
Yes, yes.
Overflow of God's power in the earth means that mantles are not just going to be falling like they are now, but people are going to pick up the power and the authority of God. And we're going to know things are going to be finished for you. You don't walk in nobody else's ephod in this season. You're walking that of your own.
Ah, Jesus.
You're walking the authority that's made for you. You're walking the power of God that's finished for your body. You're walking every ounce of it. You're walking every atmosphere, everything that you have for you laid into righteousness. It shall be yours.
Yeah, God.
And you ain't going to have to go through those loops and hoops to get it.
Because
now is the time that prophets are being loose in the earth. See, it used to be where the evangelists would be loose in the earth. But I sat in my desk today in the office, and the Lord told me, he said, I got to loose the prophets in the earth because there's got to be a cleanup job. But what's getting ready to come? Because the mantles that's getting ready to hit some lives and some folks that have been in position for a long time. He said, I got to send the prophets first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll send the evangelists to catch the rest of them. He said, but this, what I'm doing now, is the cleanup for a move for those that shall come behind the prophet, who are pastors, who are prophets that are groomed and have been waiting in the chamber to come out. And God said, I'm sending the prophets first. I'm sending senior prophets. I'm sending senior seasoned prophets before them. So when the time is right, there is no battle. They just have work.
Yes, Lord.
They just have work. And so we have in the body of Christ, says in your mouth and in your hands. When you go on to read through, if you read through Matthew 8, you look at all the miracles that God wrote. Just milk after milk after milk, just back to back. Didn't stop. One miracle, he said, the soldier came and he said, listen, I got men under me.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord says, he said, you don't come to my house. You can't come to my house. I don't want you at my house. Whatever I believe, if you speak your word, places, hear me when I say this. There are places that you will never plant your feet, but your words will. Your words will travel and change atmospheres. Your words will travel and shift regions and territories. You can send your word to an emergency room, to a hospital, to an operating room, and command death to leave, command sickness to leave, and it's got to obey because there's power in your word. There's power in what you have to say that God says. Laying your hands on those who are sick and they shall recover. Healing those who are broken down in their bodies. This is the time that we not only talk about miracles, signs, and wonders, but it's time that we walk in it. It's time that we walk into the power that is laid up for us. It's time we walk into the authority that God has laid up for us. The whole earth is in a tender position.
Ah, Jesus.
The whole earth is at a tender point. Watch this. The Bible says, he said, King, on that God, the book of Isaiah, he said, Isaiah also saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. This is the time when people are still grieving. This is the time where people can see the Lord for who he is, high and lifted up. This is the great time for salvation and revivals in the land. This is the time to bring the people in. This is the time to start doing that which God says do. We got to come out of our guilty cages now. Put your mask on. Put your gloves on and go and do the will of God. I don't care if you got to wear a face shield on top of your mask and 2 pairs of gloves. Carry your 4 cans of life on. Go do the will of God. Go do the will of God. People are hungry and thirsty, woman of God. Dying out here in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dying because nobody hears. Yeah, we know people are dying of COVID, but there's another sound that is going up out of the earth. There's a sound that people can't hear because we're so focused on other things. But there's a soul cry that we're missing. Out of the wilderness, there's a soul cry. There's a people that's saying, don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about me. I'm well over here. Hey, it's me. I've been crying out for God for a long time. You said it's a message. I need you to don't forget about me. Come see about me.
Yeah.
Come see about me. I ran a message today, a public statement from a sister church, social media, from the pastor. It was all the whole ministry. It hurt me because, woman of God, there were qualified people in the house to carry the vision. Why would he give himself together? There were qualified people that to lift up his arms while he got himself together. But he dissolved the whole church. He shut the whole church down. I was on the phone with my secretary and I heard the Lord say, woe. Be unto them to scatter my sheep. He said, for a woe has went out of my throne this day. For the scattering of the sheep, because the souls of men have been broken. And I begin to just say, my God, we cannot make decisions in this season, people of God, because we are tired, because we are going through. We can't do it. We can't do it. This is why it's so critical that we use what God has given us. This is why it's so critical that the church become a center of help like it should, instead of a center of abuse like it's been. Y'all don't hear me, you don't like me. It means this, what this means. It means that the church now can no longer use this pulpit as a bully station. You got to understand what I'm trying to say. You can no longer use the pulpit as your position of posture to beat people down and crush their spirit while you go home and eat steak and macaroni and cheese with your family. And you send the people home in tears and crying, and here they are thankful to God, and they come back to your house, and you don't realize that you're destroying people.
Holy Ghost.
Pastors are beating people and destroying people and knocking them down and knocking them over. Let me tell you something. Woman of God talked to me and she told me, she said, man of God, she said, Prophet, the church has got to stop mistreating people. Leaders got to stop mistreating people. I let it down on me what she was saying, that we have become so abusive with our words and with our power. We utilize our station to influence, to call fear, incite fear in the people. Oh, y'all ain't going to like it. See, what we do now is because we prophets and apostles and we see the pastors. We like to tell people off and hurt their feelings and then turn around and say, touch not my anointed and do my father no harm. But in the eyesight of God, those are his children. And what you've done is you wounded their spirit and you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're beating people in the body of Christ. This is what the church has become. It's become a place of abuse. Only in the black church do they verbally scorn their members, bash their members, and beat their members, publicly rebuking them as if they have no feelings and emotions, destroying them, utilizing the rod and the staff as a position of not only authority but a whooping post. And when we can't get them to comply, we stand behind the pulpit and preach them in a hole. And wonder why they drag in the church, servant after servant, as their spirits are not about me. It's because of what we say. See, there's some stuff that we said out of our own mouth. And we said some stuff not only just over our own self, to curse our own self, but it's some stuff that we've done to curse members in the body of Christ. See, people don't like this type of stuff because they don't like accountability.
Oh, Jesus.
And see, we got leaders who believe that they are above reproach. But you're not. When you stand before God, he don't ask to see your hand. I'm talking to leaders now. When you stand before God, he's going to ask to see your hand. You're going to ask yourself, will there be blood on my hands? How many people have you hurt along the way? How many times have you stand before your congregation and repented to God and to your people for leading them out of your emotions, out of your feelings, not according to the word, but according to your emotions? We've got to understand that we have been harsh taskmasters and laborers. We have made people labor in the body of Christ, making people do things, mandating they do so. These are not your slaves. These are God's people. They're God's people. And we ought to handle them with care. Watch this. The Lord spoke to me. He said, tell the people that over the next 6 years, there will be a pure, raw power of God in the earth. And these next 6 years are going to take us into the coming of Christ. They are getting ready to be the greatest move of God inside of this earth. You understand me? Many of you have been praying and crying out for family members to be saved and children to be saved and all of these things, husbands and wives to be saved. You shall see it. God has heard your cries, and you shall see your family members saved. You understand me? God shall save them. Tell the people that we'll be able to operate out of miracles, signs, and wonders. The power of God will be so pure that it will be undeniable that God is real. It will be undeniable that God is who he said he is. But you're going to have to yield to him. You have to let go of the agenda. Come out of systems that do not uphold the will of God. Come out of these man-made factions. You got to step into the power of God. Listen, the only thing that holds us back is us trying to dance around, going all the way into God and staying outside the hold up system. You cannot hold up man and God at the same time. You got to uphold the will of God, because it is the will of God that's going to change your life. And because of that, God's getting ready to move in the earth in a way that he's never moved before. But you've got to be in position. Prayer ministry will shift to new levels. Prophecy will come from a new level, new dimension. The teachings that's getting ready to hit the earth will come straight out of the throne room of God. The instructions that God will give now will be so accurate, so in tune, that you'll know it's God. that you'll know it is He who is doing it. Tell the people of God, He said, what is He going to do? He's getting ready to move in miracles. And not only miracles, woman of God, the Lord told me, He said, let the people of God know that I'm getting ready to bless them. That they're going to walk into their blessings. They're going to walk into their inheritance. They're now seeing. This is your time to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's an anointing that has been released in the earth for those who work with their hands.
I wish I had a chance.
He said, He's anointing your hands to create wealth. He is anointing your hands to create wealth, to prosper you. It is in your hands. And God is moving in the spirit realm over the hands of those who are creators, those who are design craft makers, and whatever your skill is, whatever kind of work you do with your hands, it's going to be blessed.
Mm.
And you will not be denied. You will not be denied. You understand me? You will not be denied. In this next move of God, you will not be denied. There's a rise of one system and there's a fall of another. Economics is shifting in the earth as we speak. Brick and mortar are in their last days.
Last days,
that could be weeks, days, years, but the truck's going to start rolling.
Uh-huh.
Do you hear me? I said the trucks are going to stop rolling. You going to be able to get your tater chips no more. Frito-Lay and Lay's. Stop rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Backed up to their warehouses. Cannot move.
Mm-hmm.
Store shelves. Bare bones. Something you ain't seen them yet.
Holy Ghost.
Get your supplies while you can. Because everything that you see now, and I don't know whether it is, people move slower. You said, get your supplies. They said, well, I'll get it later. But then when you go and it's not on the shelf, who's fault is? And forget getting water from Walmart, because you ain't going to find no decent water at Walmart at all. Unless you buy one jug. So you got to realize that stores are losing inventory because there's not enough. So what is he doing? Did not the word of God say that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous?
Mm-hmm.
There's a transfer going on in the realms of the spirit. That means that we got to do a get in position, right? Everything's about position. Everything's about your posture. Everything's about what you have said and what you're getting ready to do. You got to denounce some stuff. You got to speak over yourself. You got to believe that God has called you to do these things. Don't be shut. It's because what? You shut it. Because in this season, the Lord has rebuked the devil off of you long enough for you to make a conscious decision. You can't say, well, the witness fighting me. They've been rebuked. Now make a decision. Make a decision. As new anointing is falling on the earth and new mantles fall on the earth, we step into a new posture and a new position in God. Not only do we step into a new posture and a position in God, we move into a new place in God, meaning that we no longer flow at the same level. In other words, we no longer fight at the demons at the same level either. Our warfare intensifies, but so does your angelic protection. You never get elevated to another place without protection and provision for your life. God will provide all of these necessary things for you as you elevate in the spirit. And so as you continue to elevate greater in God, the more that God will put on you, the more that God will deposit into you. As more you let go and let God, the higher you go up. And now you can't let God in God. You just go out and keep going and keep going. So God said, all right, you're going to miss your level. But you're going to keep growing because you're going to keep doing the work. Keep doing the work. And keep changing lives for the kingdom of righteousness. And so this means that you got to get it in a continual posture to impact the lives of people, impact the lives of those that are around you. That means that if God lay on your heart to start teaching Bible study, do it. This gospel has got to go to the ends of the earth. Stop waiting on your pastor alone to do the work by themselves. That's why you're being taught. You are a disciple. This boy said, Pastor, can I start teaching Bible study too? I ain't trying to build no church on the Sabbath. I just want to start teaching to jump, get the word of God out. And if your pastor tell you no, that's a dereliction of duty. Because we need all the help we can get to get the gospel out of here. We need all the help that we can get to get this gospel spread. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't care how many churches I've had and have, sons and daughters I got. I can't do it by myself. I need legs. I need arms. I need eyes. I need people to move in the earth. Because when I'm moving over here, I can't be over there. I can't be in two or three places at one time. I don't care how much of a prophet I am. That's why I got help, so that I can send them out there, go. And so you got to start sending people. Stop holding them. Keeping them held hostage and not letting them go preaching. Let them go. Your church ain't all the church that should be preaching in. There's a word and that's sending for the nation. Let them go. The Bible said we're to do the work of an evangelist, fully perform the duties of our ministry. Send them out and let them go.
Fully go.
The Lord told me this in Rules and Palaka. He said, let the evangelist loose. Let them out of the house and let them preach.
Don't
hold them hostage no more. Free them and let them go. Let them go. We're holding vital organs in the body of Christ. The evangelists are the legs of the church. We got to let them move so they can run revival, so that the pastors in the house can receive the sheep. And so we can't hold the prophet hostage. We can't hold the apostles hostage. You got to let these people go. Because there's a vineyard out there that's waiting to hear the sound of God. You understand me? There's a people out there that's saying, I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. Oh, y'all don't want to hear it. Whoever will let them come. You got to let people come. You got to open the door and say, come. I bid you come. Yeah. I bid you come. God, wherever you need me to go, send me, and I'll go. I'll go. I'll go to the ends of the earth. Wherever I'm needed, it, God, I'll go.
Yes,
sir. Oh, he needs to heal, yes. And he'll send you to do the work. See, y'all want to be local. You want to deal with the heathens over here in America.
No,
American princes. I'm talking to you tonight. You want to deal with the heathens over here in America. When America has done a damnable evil in the outside of God. You know that America has been in a position of rebuke before the outside of God. Why are you still trawling with these demonic folks that don't want to hear? You got to go to the nation and people that want to hear you. I ain't saying forsaking your nation here. But what I'm saying is you take this gospel to the ends of the earth. Leave out of your comfort zone. Stop doing the same revivals at the same place and go somewhere you ain't never been before. Leave and go out of your region, out of your territory. Those same people. Stop doing annual revivals and do a revival in the islands. Do a revival in another country. Stop waiting on somebody to give you access and give you, no, learn the laws of these nations and go in. Many of y'all want to be apostles and prophets, but you ain't doing no work here. Just tell out in four walls and go work. Go in the street and preach the gospel.
Holy Ghost. Yes,
you
want
to keep preaching to the church people. And that proves nothing about your anointing. Y'all don't hear me. You want to keep preaching behind the four walls of the church. But that says nothing about you being called to be an apostle or prophet. Your work is on the outside. That's why you're part of the hand. You understand me? Fivefold ministry function. Pastor's supposed to be in the house. And if you're not a pastor, what are you doing in here? Why are you still stuck behind the four walls of a church? Get yourself out there and do the will of God. There's a word shortage. There's a word shortage You hear me? There's a shortage of the word of God in the earth. We're no longer preaching like we used to preach when we first got saved, and we would go from this church to that church. We would go run revivals, and people would open the door, and they would hear the revival and come out the street. We're not doing it anymore. Now we're doing cliques and cliches, and we're not revivalists now. We're conference hosts, and we want to run a conference now, because now we want to deal with church hosts because it guarantees money.
My God.
Why you keep preaching to the same people that you know ain't going to do nothing but bring the ball up out of the church? Why you keep preaching to the same people that's going to keep living the same way? And we're leading, and we're content with people living in fornication and shacking. We're content with liars sitting in our church, gamblers taking up the offering. We're content with these people who are unsanctified and holy in these positions, in these spaces, in the church, because we get a check. The devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar. Come among them and be separate.
You gotta come out. Come among them. Separate yourself from these liars, these cheaters, people who are illegal in the church. Come out from among them. I know y'all wanted a good child message. You wanted to just hear everything.
Oh,
but God said no. He said, I want the prophet to speak tonight. Because it's not for y'all. We've allowed mess to come in the house of God and taint everything. And we calling it church. And nobody's getting delivered and nobody's getting free. We're just coming in and going out, taking 3 songs, hoping a 30-minute message, and then taking them off for 4 hours, and then we leave.
My.
We have turned the church into a circus. We have desecrated the altar.
Uh-huh.
We have changed. Sanctified messages that bring deliverance into messages that hoop and hype the church with homiletics and hermeneutics. We ain't preaching messages from the heart of God. We're preaching them out of our mind because it entertains the body of Christ. And it keeps people coming. It's like the stained glass that we put in the church. It's like the backdrop we put in the church. And now the definition of church is you don't have a church if you don't have a praise and worship team. You don't have a ministry if you don't have musicians. And you, that ain't no church because you ain't got the lights in there. You ain't got no sound system. But let me tell you something. You don't know what church is because according to the scripture, they made their own noise. They made their own sound. They had instruments, so they created themselves. They found something to worship God with. They found something to put their hands on. But now we got to have a Hammond D3. We got to have an organist. We got to have the best singer it is, the best choir, the best praise team it is, and all of that, and nobody seems to deliver. So what God are we serving? What God are we serving? What God are we serving? Because we can bring all these people in the house, but if nobody's getting free, who are we serving? Who are we serving for real?
My God.
Who are we serving? What purpose is it for us to adjourn ourselves in the body of Christ every Saturday, every Sunday, and nobody's desiring to be free? You know, I was a young prophet, woman of God, hadn't been saved that long, but grew up in the ways. I always grew up in church and in the circle of prayer, and it always was kept in prayer. And I remember I was sitting in the church, and an offering time came up, and I put my offering on the table, and they stayed up there, and they said, can we get $25 more? And then they kept counting down, and that was the first time they did it. And so when we went back to church again, that second service, they did it again, and they said, well, we need $150 more. They kept counting down and counting down. But then something on the inside of me began to kick my prophetic intestines all around, because I realized that they spent almost 1 hour and 35 minutes taking of our offering, when here we are, God, help me in here. Here we are, have sat and heard only a 45-minute word that nobody got a breakthrough on, and nobody got free from. And we just got a word with no freedom. The letter, dear God, for those that love to quote all the scriptures. The Bible says in the letter, kill it, and it's the spirit that brings it to life.
Yes,
God, we can quote all the scriptures it is in this book. We can go from cover to cover, but it's the letter that killeth. But if we have not the Spirit of God, which is the life, which is the water, which is the substance, then we have nothing that will feed the people.
Holy Ghost. Ah, yeah.
All we have is word. All we have is word. And those words ain't benefiting nobody. They ain't changing nothing. You're coming in drunk and you're leaving out drunk. You're coming in a whole month and you're leaving out a whole month. You're coming in a fornicator and you're leaving out a fornicator. You're coming in an adult and you're leaving out one. Nothing's changing. It's just ritualistic. And not because of that, ritual have got us in trouble with God. We've got us in trouble. We're gone. Some years ago, not even long before COVID hit. The Lord told me one day, I was standing by the street sign with a dog. And the Lord told me, he said, if you don't bring my people out of religion and bring them into me, I'm going to charge you and judge you with the blood on them. And I'm going to put it all on your head. Because you know better. You better come out of these systems. Come out of this mess that the church has put around you and these pillars. Garbage and it's calling you out because you're a prophet of God and you know better. I didn't send you here to do this. I sent you here to be a judge in the land. Ah, Jesus. And here it is, the judge is compromising with criminals. You have allowed yourself to come and sit at the table with those who are spousing Pharisees. You're sitting and talking with those who enjoy the narrative of their sin. Jesus. Who enjoy the lavishes of their sin? See, we like church like this because it makes sense to us. But the Bible says, woman of God, that he confounds the wise with the foolish things of the world. And then the other thing is this that I love about God. He says that my thoughts, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He says, nor my ways. Oh, come on, you may think you know the ways of God, but you don't really know his ways. That's why you got to have the Holy Spirit to guide you. Oh, God, you don't know every path that the Lord is going to take during a service. That's why you can't come with a script already before you. You got to come ready to do his will.
Come on.
So if he go left, you got to go left. If he go right, you got to go right. If he goes this way, you got to go this way. Whatever he going, he got to see, when you mount the platform, you ain't in your space no more. This ain't your house. He said, because except God build the house in and labor in vain. And the moment we start saying, this is my church and this is my house. And see, we understand why the Spirit of God is not there, because it's yours. Oh, Lord, have mercy. If he's in the house, then it is not his. Oh, if you're so busy trying to kick people out the house, then it's not his.
It's yours.
And because it is yours, there's no deliverance, there's no breakthrough, there's no miracle, there's no sign, and there's no wonder. All y'all doing is having a ceremony every Sunday. Every time you open your door, it's a ceremony. And how we know it's a ceremony, because the one thing you never forget to do is pick up the altar. I don't hear nobody saying this right there. And here you standing. Because now we say, well, I got to get my pension. He said in his word, he said, it is the Lord your God that gives you the power to get well. Yeah. He never said that it was the church that gives you the power. Oh, God. To get well. I know I'm going to make some preachers uncomfortable here. See, a lot of y'all want to get fat off the church, getting rich off the church. And that's why your church ain't expanding nowhere. Y'all stuck in there like matches in a box and can't even expand because you're so busy being a fat cow, pulling everything you can pull out of there. Every time they raise a little above the offering, you want to pinch a little more than what you need to. The spirit of greed is your friend, and you are the reason why your house is stifled. And if you don't keep your hand out of the piggy bank, your ministry will never excel.
My God.
Because you keep robbing the church blind. You keep robbing the ministry blind. The church ain't going to grow because you keep stealing and pillaging the offering. What does the church need to buy you some? A Lexus or a Mercedes? Or why does the church have to buy you a car and your members are driving a carpool in the church and riding the cinemas and catching Ubers and taxes the church? The devil is a liar. How dare you buy your sons and daughters houses with church money and then your members living in the projects? How is that the spirit of God?
Mama.
How is the spirit of God?
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
And then you won't go preach nowhere except you can have the offering of that church and leave that church broke, barren, and busted and disgusted, worse than Satan than it was in before you even got there. You should stay home.
Mm-hmm.
It should be about the church. And only the church. It should be about the will of God. And only the will of God. Listen to me. I know this ain't the shout word. Can't give you nothing more than what he's telling me to give you. And then we got to fix some stuff. We got to clean up a mess. Because I'm telling you, pastors, if your ministry is going to survive, what's next? If your ministry is going to survive the next hit, you better be in position. You got to be in position. You have to be in posture. Everybody want to make a church. But when COVID hit, a lot of y'all ain't got the technology to run a small church. The social media spreads. Let me help you out real quick. We'll see the cobbling and closing of big churches before we see the small cobbling church with small churches closed. Stoneport churches, don't you get frustrated under your tents and under your small churches and whatever you got, don't you get frustrated in your small congregation. Don't you get frustrated. Don't you get upset because it ain't moving like you think it should. Don't do it because there's a time coming and people are going to need refuge and your house will be a safe place for them to come. Because it ain't going to be a crowd. Hey, you got to understand there's a reason why God still got you there. You understand me? You ain't there because you're being punished. You're there because the remnant is coming. There's been a sound released in the earth. And because that sound's been released, they're looking for a beacon on the hill. And if you do not compromise in this season, God will let a light shine over your church.
Holy Ghost. Abba. Need a
He'll let light shine over your church. And he'll give you everything you need. From the musicians, from the keyboard players, praise and worship team, ministers of music. He'll give you what you need. He'll give you the psalmists. He'll give you those who will be intercessors, praise and worship leaders. He'll give you people that you'll be able to leave the house and go. You see, right now you have people in positions that are not ordained to be in those positions. I wish you can hear me now when I say this. And it's time that some of y'all start putting people out of these positions and leave a vacant so they can be filled by those who are anointed to get in these positions. Forget about who they are and how close they are to you. It's time to cut the fat and open up the curtain and say, Lord, let them in.
My God, my God.
Let them in. Let them in. Because if I keep you there, you're going to kill the ministry. God help me. This is what I tell people. I said, this is why I always have a problem with family churches. And say, well, I got a problem with family churches because we want to make everything a family club. We want to ordain everybody in our family to be this and be that. But this is, listen to me when I say this. Just because that's your cousin, nieces, nephew, cousin, friend, don't mean they are anointed. Just because that is your son does not mean he is pastoral material. I wish I had a church. I don't mean pastoral material. And some of your wives are not prophetess. You just made up that because you are an apostle. Oh, God, help me and hear somebody. We putting people in pursuit of our relationship with them. But it's time to clean out the mess and appoint the anointed and appointed.
Yes, sir.
It's time to clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to get the junk out of the house. snatch the cover off. You know your cousin Junebug is a drunk, but y'all let Junebug take up the offering in the church because he can count real good. And you know he ain't gonna let nobody jip him. And you're gonna let Junebug keep taking up the offering. And that's why your offering does not get beyond $200 and something to $500 and something every Sunday. Why? It's because the offering is sacred. And when you look at the offering according to the pattern, the blueprint, the priest handled the offering of God. It was not alcoholics and drunk. It was not black folks and prostitutes, but it was the priest who handled the things of God. Heaven and the Son. Handling. They handle it. And we got to get things in order, in full alignment. See, this type of word here makes pastors upset because now they have become guilty. Oh, God, let me tell you something. Everything that I'm telling you right now, it ain't like God has not been dealing with you about it for the past 3 or so years. He's been dealing with you about the mess that you done made in the house. He's been dealing with you about the decisions that you made that were not his. And now he's tired of the mess. And he said, it's time to clean up my house. Clean up my house. Get your sons off the drugs when you know they're not married to their baby mama. Get them off the drugs. What standard are you setting in the house of God? Everything should be holy. Handling the instruments of God. Touching the microphones of God. Bathing in the floor of God and they're shooting around and whoremongers in the church. The devil is a liar. Set them down until they get delivered. Until they get saved for real.
Dear Lord.
Putting people in position that they were never called to be in. Why are we ordaining people to be in these positions? Your mother is not the shepherd's mother since she smoked cigarettes and she dabbled as 2 cents out of tobacco. How in the devil are you going to put your mother to be a shepherd's mother over the church and she living in
Jesus.
Here?
Jesus.
How are we going to open up the doors of the church and let the streets come in and don't care how it impacts the heart of God? How will we keep decimating the tabernacle? And we wonder why people come into church and they leave out full of cancer and sicknesses and diseases because we have allowed people who have not been ordained to operate in our ministries. When do we see that we are part of the problem?
My God.
We're putting people in positions that they don't qualify for. How do we keep letting this happen?
Preach.
How do we allow this mess to keep going on in the body of Christ? Right under the eyes of God. Do you not know it grieves his spirit to see the stench that comes from out of your church in his nostrils be not holy?
Not holy.
He said, holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Touch not, taste not, handle not the unclean things.
Yes, God.
We have allowed these things to go on in the church because that's what we used to. So we don't want no real people in the church because we don't want nobody to expose us in our sin. We don't want nobody to expose us for being the whores we are in the pulpit. Y'all don't want to talk about it. Bishops going to hotels at night. Pastors sleeping around on their wives. Here it is, the church preaching against the same sins that they are committing daily and nightly. How are you going to discuss and bash and slander and sit down and talk about homosexuality when you're doing the same thing? How make it make sense in the house of God?
Oh,
Dear God, ah, yeah. How are you going to condemn sin and you are in sin? He said, you who without sin cast the first stone. Where's your bag of rock, pastors and preachers? Save folks. So saved that we feel like we don't sin, that we can just put our mouth on people because of their sin. You're dirty too. You know how we know you're dirty? Tell me, he said that your righteousness is that filthy rag. He said that wasn't clean. So how are you going to call somebody else dirty and filthy for the life they live? And here it is, the Lord is calling you out daily in the Word of God saying you ain't clean either. Even your tongues ain't clean. Even your the prayer life you got ain't clean. Oh, come on, somebody. Your preaching is not sanctified. It's not sanitized in the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Because we have chosen for ourselves this type of life. We've chosen this type of life. But I remember when people would preach, because they feared God and they didn't want to run and they just preached because they knew God was real. You know, I remember as a little boy sitting and hearing pastors preaching. I remember hearing prophets, a little boy preach. When the older I got, I started seeing other leaders preaching with no power, with no character, preaching with no type of humility. It was all a joke to them. Waving people off because they didn't want to do altar calls. They waved them off because they didn't have power to do altar calls. They waved people off because they didn't have the know-how.
Oh, Jesus.
The preachers right now that have no clue what a demon is. They know they exist, but they're scared to deal with them. But this is another whole Messiah. This is the church. This is the church that we have become accustomed to. Called and weaved ourselves in this web and all kind of traditions and mannerisms. And now we're tied up in this thing. And now it has become a covenant with us. And now we have come to a place now that we are in agreement and it has become a soul tie. So anytime the word of God or the word of truth is being preached, we don't want to hear it because it goes against the grain of soul tie. Ah, but then your son out of the fire, I break the rod. In your little host, I break it now. Of the enemy that's been holding you hostage, I bust through that rod tonight.
Hear the bush.
You don't leave this atmosphere trapped and bound under the warping of the minds of the preachers who have entangled your mind with manipulation and witchcraft. I loose that manipulation off of your mind where pastors will come behind the word of God that's been preaching to try to warp and pull your mind back because they said that they will lose members. But the Bible said that my sheep know my voice and a stranger they will not follow. If they are yours, they'll stay. If they're not yours, they're going to leave anyway, baby. I don't care how much warping you do, they will leave your house and never come back. Because they're not yours. They're not yours. So I unwarp your mind tonight. I unshackle your mind from the witchcraft the pastors have put over your mind. The seductiveness, seducing and enticing through the word of God, preaching messages to lure your faith in, to give a dose, and to cause you to give. Using the word of God to manipulate your pockets and your bank accounts. Oh, God, I never hope you are standing in the Oshaya. I break your mind free tonight of the curse that's been causing you to be hindered. I snatch Charlotte well out of your mind tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And who the Son says free is free indeed. Give God a shout of praise.
Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God.
So, when the word of God is being preached, and come forth. And I decree and declare now that every pastor under the sound of my voice will preach without fear. This is your year to liberate the house of God. And I bind every spirit of witchcraft. Yes, Lord. Even among some of you that are part of these organizations, and I'm not talking about a regular organization, but I'm talking about a fellowship, Methodist, Baptist fellowship. These are those of you that are afraid to preach the undeclared word of God because of the fellowship. I'll break that man-made witchcraft. I'll break through that system tonight. I'll pass over the rod hammerhead of the Lord tonight. And I'll shoot out the Lord's destruction with the fire of the seraphim. And I'll burn up everything that they're trying to hold against you. And trying to hold your mental hostage. And I cut you loose by the power of
you. Oh, God. Thank you.
We're going to preach the word of God without hindrance, without fear of failure, without crumbling out. Hear me tonight. I cut you loose tonight. You are not a house prophet. I break that man-made lie off of your mind and off of your ministry. I cut you loose. You have an assignment to the world, and I send you out beyond the four walls of the house to do the will of God for their souls that are waiting on you in the name of God. We have woman of God in the house of God. I'm getting ready to close. Give me a few more minutes.
Have your way.
We have in the house of God man-made systems, man-made rituals and rules. Well, we can both pass this out. But not this time. Not this time. Because if all the old board members, and these old dioceses and these old Baptist and Methodist churches ain't there now, the Bible says, touch not my anointing. See, this is where you start utilizing the word of God for your health. It says, touch not my anointing, do my problems no harm. You can preach without fear of failure in a Baptist church and be the pastor and not worry about them calling a quorum to vote you out. Now, the minute they do, God has called some things to happen to them unaware. But revival has got to come. The power of God has got to hit every organization before the call of Christ. And it has to come. Miracles have to hit the Baptist church. Miracles have to hit the Methodist church. I don't care what church you go to. God has got to stop by and show himself strong.
Dear Lord.
He's got to stop by and show himself strong. And because he's got to stop by and show himself strong, in the last days, the Spirit of the Lord is going to fall. In these last days, hear me, Zion. We're getting ready to embrace the power of God and another mantle from God, another power coming from God. We're walking in another place. We're walking kingdom authority like never before. We'll walk in it without fear of failure. We'll walk in it in a place that we've never been before, where the Lord will speak with us face to face and mouth to mouth. This is our now time. This is our now season. It's right now. It's upon us. It's upon us. And because it is upon us, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yeah.
He has sent me to mend and heal up the broken hearted. No job to mend and heal. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you. Stop saying that you are not able to. Stop saying what you can't do. Stop saying what you're afraid of. I bind the spirit of fear tonight, and you're going to do what the Lord has charged you to do without fear of failure. I don't know why. I don't know who God is talking to, who's afraid they're going to fail to mess up. But the Lord keeps saying you're going to do it without fear or failure. There will be no failure in God. If you trust and believe in him and walk with him, he'll carry you all the way through. Just trust nigh. It is nigh unto you. The Spirit of the Lord is nigh unto you.
Yes, yes.
I'm going right here. There's several of you under the sound of my voice that God wants to elevate. You're fighting with a mantle that God's trying to rest over your life. You're rationing. You don't think you're ready to go to that next level. Mm-hmm. But tonight, the Lord said it's your time. It is your turn. He's calling you to this place. I know you're waiting for your pastor to see it and for your pastor to say, oh, yes. But God said, I have not seen. Nor ears have heard. Neither have it entered the heart of man. You got to understand what God is going to do in your life. Your pastor cannot see. And a lot of you pastors, you haven't stopped being jealous of people that God is anointing in your ministry. You ought to be thankful for the help that God has given you that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. That you may ask or think. See, some stuff you done prayed for that God has put into the body of one of your members to do. You can't get jealous and kill them. You got to let them do what you ask God to help to do. Let them do it.
Uh-huh.
In that super name. But before I pray for those people who've been feeling the pull of God, I'm going to pray for those. I know I'm not closing it right here. I'm not going to pray right here to close out the message because I need this atmosphere to stay open.
Uh-huh.
If you want to be saved, now is your time to come. Come to Jesus. If you want to make the Lord your Savior, your time to come to Jesus. Press star 6 and come up on the platform.
Uh-huh.
If you want to be saved tonight. So the kingdom of God is looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always looking for family. The kingdom of God is always looking for family. They're always looking for people to come. Come on in. Come on in. You ain't doing no returning home, returning to your first love, because that's who your first love is. You came out of him. And all you're doing is saying, okay, sanctify and purify your tabernacle and temple again for your use.
I
said it when it talks about you not knowing your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I studied that scripture. I looked at the Judaic teachings of it and the sacredness of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the Jewish teachings, it says that you never have permission to give your body over to sin. That God never gave you permission to give your body over the sin because it is not yours to give over the sin.
Yeah.
It ain't yours
yeah.
to yield up to temptation. It ain't your body. I know the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing, but you cannot yield to temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. If you're a backslider tonight, let's start to come on the platform. God wants you to come on in. All backsliders and sinners, all those who are backsliders. Don't nobody care about where you're from or where you could be a pastor. Come. Come. You ain't even got to tell us you're a pastor, but come. But God want to restore you. That you can be a part of what he's already doing in earth. That you can hear him with clarity. A lot of you can't hear and dream with clarity no more because of sin. But God is saying, come. Whosoever will, let him come. Come. The spirit of the bride says come.
Oh, yeah.
He said come. He said those who are thirsty will be a drink. Never thirsty again. Come to Jesus. As ever say, come. You feel like you're out of position. Forget about your role in the church. Forget about who you are. Just come. Come. Forget about who gonna know you. And who gonna know your name? Just come and get it right. Get it right before the Lord. Amen? Well, there's no secret meeting. Because God ain't no club and he ain't no the Lord. God is not a club and he ain't no coach. You do nothing dumb. Well, come now while the gate is open.
Mm-hmm.
Come now while the gate is open. Yes, Lord. I'm gonna say this again globally. get your stuff from the store. Get your supplies from the store. Get your things from the store. And stock up on seed from the store. Get it and get it in a hurry. Because trucks will be parked at the warehouse bay door. And they will not move. You understand me? You think that the shortage you see now on the shelf is it, but you have not begun to see what is getting ready to come next. There's another seal that's got to break loose, and its name is hunger. We're stuck here looking at COVID while hunger is slipping right up on us, and we're going to be hungry and thirsty. We want no bread or water, so we won't eat. Get the stuff that you need. Get it. And move in a hurry. You don't know how to plant nothing, you better learn how to plant some horticulture. Go watch some videos. Go back and look at the survivalism. Listen to survivalism. Go back. There's a record in here. Go back and listen to it. Yes, Lord. Anybody on the platform?
Nobody's on the platform, man of God.
Yes, Lord. Is there anybody that needs prayer tonight? Anybody that needs prayer tonight? Anybody that needs prayer? Anybody that needs prayer?
Jesus.
Press 5-6 and come on over to the platform tonight. We love the Lord Jesus with our whole heart.
Yes, Lord.
We love him with our whole heart tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Prophet. This is Sister Packer, and I'm praying, asking for prayer for strength and guidance. I'm taking my family. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Would there be another one? Anybody else? Yes,
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Anybody else? Any more prayer requests? Start six.
Praise the Lord.
Anybody
calling in and asking prayer for my church now. First of all, and thank you so much for the word. Everyone should have been listening to it. And I thank God for the word that even got me straight in my vision. And I'm soliciting prayer for, like I said, my church and my personal, and then my natural side, and for strength to go on and be loose where I can. I know what God wants me to do. There are certain things you can't do without, like you said, going to your pastor first and permission. And pray that I do God's will.
And then cotton shackles your feet. Do you hear me?
Glory.
I unshackle your feet. That's why you were talking. I see your feet bound, but I unshackle your feet.
I
send that angel of the Lord to unshackle your feet. In the name of Jesus. And I put the solid ground loose under your feet now. In the mighty name, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. I pray the fire of God in your feet, that he put a running in your feet even now, in the mighty, yes, in a boldness to stand and declare what you're saying. Either they release you or don't release you, I decree and declare even now the power of God, who the Son is free indeed, that there be nothing holding you, I have nothing holding you bound, but I decree and declare now no one who formed against her, your power in the earth shall be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus, I lose your feet. I'm not at all. In the name of your shot, I'm not at all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm not. Before your glory, without fear of failure, and know that God is on your side, that the relief will come to the will of God. In the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Trust and believe God. Lord, your pastor, go on a fast. A three-day fast.
Thank you.
And I wanted that last year of fast. I want you to drink 3 glasses of water. Believe God when you go to your pastor.
Thank you.
4 glasses of water. Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Start to come on over. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. I see healing in the air now. The stomach issues, I see healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I come against every stomach issue now by the power and the thought of the Holy Ghost. And I speak it alive inside of your belly. I speak it now inside of your womb that there's an alignment now, that there's an alignment taking place even now in the name of Jesus. What's being shifted shall shift back. What's being turned around shall be turned back around. In the name of Jesus, I command healing in your belly now. In the name, in everything that's not like God, I command it to line up with the word of God now in Jesus' name. And it is so. And it is so.
Uh-huh.
In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Would there be another? Anybody else on tonight? Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to request prayer that I'll step out and do the things that God is calling and leading me to do on this year, the things he spoke to me to do on last year, but I haven't stepped out and did them yet.
Yes, Lord. I will do that. You got to come out of fear or failure. You got to come out of fear. You understand?
Yeah.
You got to come out of fear. You got to believe God. Know that God is with you. You got to know he's with you. And because of that, you got to know that you won't mess up because God is with you. Trust in the Lord now and be good. God will be with you if you trust him. See, people like you, God can use because you ain't going to do it for your own self-made identity. You're doing it for the will of God. But when you soar, hear me when I say this, because you're going to soar. When you soar, stay humble. Don't get out behind yourself, but you stay humble, you stay submitted, because when you soar, you're going to soar. Well, when you soar now, people are going to come, but you got to stay in position. Do not get beside yourself. Do not get beside yourself. Stay humble unto God.
Yes.
He will take you all the way to the top. You stay humble, I say. Stay humble unto God and give him a yes from your spirit and your soul. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Jesus. We love you tonight, oh, Rabbi Shane. Yes, we thank you now.
I can't say exactly what it, but all I know I had an attack.
an attack on my body, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have COVID, negative twice. But it was an attack that I went through and experienced I have never experienced before. And I know it's a trick of the enemy. That's one thing I know. I know it's the trick of the enemy. An attack on my body that I have never experienced nothing like that before. Don't call it a prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Call it a prayer.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bind the spirit of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
We bind the spirit of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
We bind the spirit of witchcraft.
Thank you, Prophet. Appreciate you. God bless you. And may God always be with you. May God always have a fresh word in your mouth. In the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Bless you, God.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Would that be another? Anybody else? Anybody else tonight? Amen. Father, we thank you, God, even in the name of Jesus, for those who come, and God, those who have released their prayer requests and their petitions in the air, even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will bless them. You will cover them, God, that you will move, God, cover ministries, cover family, oh God. We pray even now in the name of Jesus for an alignment over the lives of your people. We bind every spirit, God. We bind every spirit, oh God. We bind backlash and retaliation, even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we release the sword of the Lord over our lives tonight. God, that you will move through the atmosphere, through the realm of the spirit. God, destroy the work and the will of the enemy on tonight, oh God. Bring down every altar of Jezebel. Bring it down tonight. We pray, God, against every altar, God, every false idol altar, God. Where leaders put themselves on an altar, oh God, of worship. Father, we bring it down tonight. We destroy the work of the enemy on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, by your will, God, we curse it from the roots. Oh God, Lord of a whole beyond identity. Send your fire upon every unpurified place. Send the fire of God even now in the name of Jesus. And purify the hearts. Purify the minds, the souls, and the spirit of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make straightway the path that we take, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, by thy name, Jesus. Oh God, bind the will of the enemy, God. And bring the will up now. In Jesus' name, we pray even now. Amen. And thank God into the hands of the woman of God on tonight.
Glory be to God. Glory to God. People of God, we want to open the line tonight, and we want to give God praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to receive this word with thanksgiving on tonight. We want to open the lines on this night. Glory to God. And come on and let's give God praise. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Glory to God and give God praise. Come on and lift those voices tonight. And give God praise, hallelujah, glory to God. Come on and praise him, lift them up on tonight. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Come on and lift them, come on and lift them tonight. Glory to God, come on and praise him, hallelujah. Glory to God, come on and open those mouths. Come on and open your mouth tonight. Come on and open your mouth and praise, glory to God. Come on and open your mouth tonight. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. For your liberty on tonight. Your liberty on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. For what he's done for you on tonight. Come on and give him praise. Glory to God for his word tonight. Glory to God. And in some sense, glory to God. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. God, come on and understand him. You are sorry.
Mighty God, what a word, what a word, what a word on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you people of God, but I was blessed. I was blessed way down in my soul on tonight. Thank God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. That it's in your hands. Amen. And it's in your mouth. Glory to God. I thank God tonight. Amen. For this word. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for the prophet on tonight. Glory to God. So much has been said. So much has been said on tonight to put us in remembrance of the first time this word went forth. Glory to God. And I tell you, I have been blessed on tonight to reexamine, to look again. Amen. Glory be to God, to the things of God, the things that the Lord has said unto us. Amen. The things that we said, that the words that we've spoken. Glory to God. The snares of our own words that have snared us in so many things. But I thank God tonight for putting us in remembrance. Glory be to God. Again, so much has been said. Amen. Jesus, what people of God admonish you tonight to get a copy of the broadcast. Get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, people of God. Again, so much has been said that we need to do. You know, we need to listen at these broadcasts and we need to abide by them. Amen. Not just to listen, but to be a doer of the word. Glory to God. Amen. God is sending forth his people in the earth, those that are bearing his word, that are bearing instructions, those things that we need to do in order that we can be blessed, in order that we can be free. Amen. In order that we can find ourselves standing in the will of God. Again, so much has come across this broadcast on tonight. I again admonish you to get a copy. You simply text us tonight, and that number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, those that are listening internationally, you can as well reach out to us via text. Send us a text to 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Get this tape, people of God. Listen at it slowly. Rewind it. Amen. Glory to God. Listen at it. Amen. Part by part. Glory to God. And whatever is applicable unto you, amen, we want you to get it. Glory to God. Get it. Amen. And find yourself moving in it. Also, don't forget that you can go out to our Facebook page, listen to any of our broadcasts as often as you like. As well, you can go out to Google us, Prayer News Network, and there you'll be able to listen to us as well. Amen. So we have all these platforms that you can get it. You can get it sent to your phone. You can listen to it on Facebook. You can Google to get it. Amen. And once you Google, you can also, amen, by way of podcast, you can as well get a copy and listen. Amen. But people of God, whatever you do, once you get your copy, we pray that you also send it to someone. Send it to someone so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. We are blessed. We are blessed beyond measure, and we have no complaints. Amen. So God bless you on tonight. Amen. We just want to, amen, even as we close out, glory to God, we want to say a prayer, a special prayer for the man of God. Amen. We ask that you would turn your heart, amen, towards a prophet on tonight, Prophet Virgil Postel on tonight. If you will, turn your heart, amen, towards him on tonight. Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We're thanking you for your word. Father, we're thanking you tonight, reminding us that it is in our hands and it's in our mouth. We're thanking you tonight for setting us free by your word. We're thanking you for the man of God that you sent to this platform. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless him tonight. We're asking that you would bless the man of God, wherever he may be. We're asking that you would bless him tonight. Bless him. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Bless him. His going out and bless his coming in. We do pray in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for strengthening your servant. Thank you for strengthening him for the journey, even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. Bless you for the gift, glory to God, that you've sent to this platform. We bless you tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would have your way in his life. Say, God, bless the ministry. Breathe upon the ministry that you put within him, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, even as you called him, oh God, to the nations. We thank you for making ways. We're thanking you for opening doors. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for your favor. Oh, God, that shall cause him to walk and be and sit among great men. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory on tonight. Have your way. Continue to have your way in his life. We pray in that precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking you tonight to cover and shield us, each and every one. Cover us, oh God, in your shed blood, and we shall be covered in that precious name, Jesus. And as sons of God, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We declare, we decree there shall be no retaliation on tonight. We declare it, God, we speak it. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Hey. Hallelujah. We speak it tonight. We declare it tonight. We decree it tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, you promised, oh God, you gave, God, you've given unto us your precious promises. Glory to God. You promised your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you now for covering us and shielding us. Glory to God, from the hand and the plan and the intentions of the enemy. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. We give you glory tonight. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for covering us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for covering our families. Thank you for covering our loved ones. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you. Now, Father, as we leave this land, but not your presence, Father, bring us back at the appointed time. In that precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen on tonight. God bless you, people of God. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. We want to thank you for hanging in there with us on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for hanging in there to hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Come back and be blessed. Come back, people of God, to get all you can and can all you get. Amen. This does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. God bless you again to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen and amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.